It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is on pace for a deadly year for the number of police officers killed on the job by gunfire. CPR's Allison Sherry has more as police in Arvada say the officer there who died this week was targeted because he was wearing a uniform.
It's only June, and two officers have died so far this year of gunfire. That's higher than it's been since all of 2018. But Colorado Association of Police Chiefs President Corey Christensen says the problem is broader.
We have jurisdictions where assaults on police officers is up by triple-digit percentages.
The two officers who've died in Colorado of gunfire are Gordon Beasley, who was shot this week in Arvada, and Boulder Officer Eric Talley, who was killed in the King Soopers attack in March. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A program replacing police officers with social workers in Denver may get extra money to help it expand. Here's Denverites Esteban Hernandez.
Denver's Support Team Assisted Response, better known as the STAR program, got a tentative okay Tuesday to get more city money so it can operate citywide. The program sends mental health professionals to certain calls instead of cops. The $1 million increase would help expand hours and provide more vans for its social workers. The program is backed by Denver's police chief. City agencies hope to get more money for the program from a foundation funded by local sales tax. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A new report says progress in improving children's well-being could be lost because of the pandemic. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Before the pandemic, Colorado saw steady declines in its child poverty rate. More kids had health insurance. There were fewer children living in high-poverty neighborhoods. But child and teen suicides were increasing significantly prior to COVID. New survey data collected by the Annie E. Casey Foundation from last year shows mental health is still an issue. One in four children reported feeling down, depressed, or hopeless. And advocates say they want governments to prioritize the recovery of communities of color who were hardest hit by the pandemic. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some threatened and endangered species are expected to get some help from President Biden. Colorado Newsline reports the administration announced it will revisit key regulations in the Endangered Species Act and overturn changes from the previous administration. The revamped regulations could give stronger protections to 2,700 species. This is CPR News.